gone fishing all the time. He be gone fishing too.
I like his positive take on that. He bets we're going to go fishing. That's I know
what you're betting against me fishing. You're going to lose some money.
I was going to say I know one of us is going fishing. And what did you just say? It was like off the hook, totally spectacular,
ballistically awesome. Holy cow!
I like to incredible. Hear that.
I mean, I'm coming up with whole different styles of fishing for myself.
Yeah.
As far as winter goes,
you were saying that last week. Mm-hmm. You learned. You've been learning a few new approaches, and
you know it's been an uncommonly mild winter, as I'm sure we've all noticed. And so I've just been doing a lot of different stuff because I've been able to. The fish have been just fat and sassy and, mm-hmm. and going after it. And so recently, my favorite thing to do has just been swinging soft tackles, and they're just a really, really trimmed down bug. You can see one right there on my hat. It's just a
really trimmed down,
a little piece of peacock and a little bit of grizzly hackle that kind of spins around that thing enough to keep it, you know, floating like a nice little fluff ball.
Yeah, nice easy tie up too.
Oh, so easy, so fast. And you know, I found the other day, I went out with a buddy and just found that the fish, they were rising in that run at which we spoke about a couple weeks ago.
And, that run that will remain unnamed. Yeah.
The one next to the tree, next to the rock up there.
Yeah,
but you know, it was really nice. They were rolling on the surface again in that same kind of flat water, but not, you know, about half as many. So I was not super surprised that I didn't automatically get a surface take, although it was on one of those really nice sunny days like today.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and just with that soft tackle, just stuck a little piece of split shot just up at the next knot in the tippet line there, about 14 inches up from that, and just started to throw it across and mend it about quarter, kind of like I'm swinging a streamer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to find the bottom, like we were talking about with the nymph rig.
Right.
So you feel a nice slow tick. And it's just been where you get it to tick across, and it's taking its time coming across, and you know that little bug's kind of fluttering about 6-8 inches off the bottom that you feel them pick it up. And so no indicator, just swinging it through, picked up a bunch of fish. And then, you know, things started to warm. Sure enough, knocked off that split shot. Picked up at least it was like 3 fish on the dry in that one session.
And
so it was like 6-7 fish taking, maybe 3 or 4 to hand in that the wet fly version, and then snapped the water out of it, took off the split shot, and caught like 3 more off the surface. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. You're really nuancing this time of year here.
Oh, it's been
fun, nice.
You know, just watching bugs.
Yeah.
And just trying to guess that, you know, this is probably what they're after, judging by how far up the column they're rolling when they're taking the food. If they're still super subsurface, you just see a swirl, you know it's in that 3 or 4 inch under, so that it's still emerging.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not want to waste your time with the dry, but once you see them literally jumping up out of the water, then you know they're going after those adults. So.
Yeah. This sounds like this would be such a fun day to be out with you. Are you taking anybody out these days?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, in the past, it's just not always been as good in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So I've kind of, you know, I take people when I see the windows, and lately the window's been wide open.
Mm-hmm.
So you bet. Yeah. You know, give me a call. It's always depending on that condition. I won't lead you astray and into a sufferable day for nothing. But it's been a lot of good fishing. So absolutely, as I see good days out there, I'll be taking people.
Like we always say, it's a new day every day. It's a new year, different than last year.
Yeah.
You never know. This is a different winter.
And it's great, you know, just to be able to not have the same old winter. Well, not only for the matter of not being so darn cold, I'm usually out there just freezing. And I've thought back to times like when I broke off that California-shaped piece of ice that was like 30 by by 20 that we talked about up at Cannon Beach a couple of years ago, and had to bash it apart. It was like a tag team to land this fish during one of the steelhead seasons years ago. Anyway, but it's just I've seen much different times. So, I guess I would just mention again to folks that the whole standard whitefish season river is open, and so that's basically easiest to just say from Gold Creek up. I think that's all the way to Brush Creek, and I'm not even familiar with that area. I think it's up there kind of by Hart's Pass-ish.
Okay.
So definitely further than you're probably all going to get to.
Yeah.
None of the Twisp River, unfortunately. I do see some people searching and looking for info on that.
Mm-hmm.
None of the Twisp River. I'm not sure why. That's kind of a pity. There are, you know, a couple runs that'd be fun up there. But for the most part, it doesn't have the kind of water. And all of the Chewuk. So there again, cool. Check out the people at the Chewuk River Guest Ranch.
Yeah.
And you could get even further up that thing than ever and check out stuff above 8 Mile, where we usually have to stop fishing right in the summer. And yeah, you know, so it, I guess it's that kind of time where I just say, if there's anything we didn't cover and you want to know what's going on, you can always get, look me up. But first of all, we got to thank our good friends over there at North 40 for sponsoring this podcast and fishing report here. And you know, they've got the best selection anywhere around here of all the boats, clothes, gear, anything that that fly fisherman in your house might need for the Christmas season. Just look them up over there or look them up online at north40flyshop.com.
Oh, yeah. North 40, definitely Santa Claus approved.
Oh, yes. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. And so, you know, I will also have gift certificates available here in town at the Outdoorsman. And I will try to hump over the hill and get some over there at North 40. But you can always get a hold of me and I can hook you up with that. So we can get you out on the water any old time. And look me up on the old interwebs at methawflyfishingadventures@gmail.com. And you can give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Take care, y'all. Happy holidays.
Get that fish right on, baby.